welcome to a new episode of Rap Party's Rap Party Quiz. My name is Callum Oakeby-Wright, and I will be the host for this evening. And with me, I have...
Sam.
I'm David.
And I'm Ryan.
How are you all doing tonight?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah,
had
yeah.
a banging bolognese.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Yeah. Weighing me down for the episode.
But... It's brain fodder, mate. It's brain fodder. Right, as most of you will probably know now, all five of you, will know that we were a quiz team at our works quiz about films. And we decided, we enjoyed it so much, we are going to do it again and again and again, probably forever. All right? So tonight I am the host. And I have four rounds to test your wit. And
I thought we were testing film knowledge.
Yeah.
I haven't got wit.
You didn't prepare for wit.
No, I didn't research.
Have you guys not seen the film Wit? This whole quiz is about the film Wit.
I haven't seen it either.
A lot of guesswork involved in
it. I've heard it's fantastic, so we should probably watch it.
Okay.
We'll do a group screen.
A new podcast, us watching and reacting to Wit.
As previous episodes have gone, we have had buzzers. So I'd very much like, I do apologise, Ryan.
Right.
We are going to have buzzer sounds for each of you. And I want Ryan to go first. What are you going to do this week?
Oh, you're not getting instructions?
Absolutely not.
Make it up.
Make it up on the spot, baby.
Can you go with Sam first then?
Sam?
Buzz.
He's gone back.
He's gone back to his buzz.
It's safe.
David.
I don't know whether to do the same for mine again, but I think it was off-putting last time.
What was it again?
It was Wiley Bournemouth!
Good.
The cause of about half of our peaks.
That's right.
I think this time I'll just go, meh.
Meh. Okay. Meh.
I don't know.
Just do like a...
I do this every time.
You just can say like Wiley Bournemouth.
Wiley Bournemouth.
Go like... Christ.
That's the worst buzzer I've ever heard.
Oh, Christ. Something like that, yeah?
Just go... Like that.
Oh, Christ. Every time. Okay, that is three distinct buzzers. Very, very good. Right. So, round one was going to be a general knowledge round, right? But I think... It's more knowledge, like it's less general and more fucking field marshal knowledge. Okay, let's hit the fucking theme tune. Let's do this shit. Okay, for the field marshal knowledge round, it's not war based. It's not British war based. It is just general knowledge, but better. Okay, it's a standard 1 point per question round. Okay, and
is that standard for us?
It's standard for me because I'm the one doing the scoring this time.
Okay.
And I want it to be as simple as possible.
Okay,
I do fear that these questions are quite difficult. I do try and rectify that later on.
Okay,
but we are all going to learn something today. Okay,
instead of getting progressively harder, like normal things, it gets easier.
Okay.
I think that could work.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Let's find out. Yeah.
So, question one. The film There Will Be Blood by Paul Thomas Anderson has a famous sequence in which an oil rig catches fire. Who can tell me what disaster filming this scene caused in real life?
The release of the film There Will Be Blood.
Right, okay. Before I move on.
So minus 5 points for David there.
What's your beef with There Will Be Blood? I'm confused. It's such a good film.
I haven't seen it.
Oh fucking hell. It's so
for
good.
The sake of shade.
Okay, well this
no one was saying anything and it came to my head.
Okay, fair enough.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to give you the answer, but I'm not going to give you the full answer. I'm going to give you guys an opportunity for an extra point. A neighbouring film shoot had to cancel their day of shooting because the sunlight was blocked by a plume of black smoke.
So the disaster is another film.
The neighbouring film was...
That film.
I'm trying to think of films that are released around about the same time.
Filmed around the same area. That's an important point. As well.
I mean, I'm not familiar with the film.
Well, then that would be more difficult.
In...
Yeah.
It's essentially
it's
Western America.
Madagascar 3.
It's Western. It's essentially a Western.
Okay.
No.
So what other film?
Magnificent Seven.
True Grit.
No, but you were on the right path. The answer was No Country for Old Men.
Great.
Okay.
They were around about the same time.
They were both Coen Brothers films as well. True Grit and No Country for Old Men.
So they fucked themselves.
No. Paul Thomas Anderson.
Oh, true. Oh, yeah.
He was talking about my wrong answer.
I didn't learn anything. I don't know what I learned. I
haven't learned shit.
What did I learn then?
You learned that the film production was... What did you not learn?
Film production was shut down because of their film.
Because of their film.
Right, we have learned something today.
And that's why the Coen Brothers and Paul...
Thomas Anderson
have beef now.
They have major beef.
Is that true? Do they?
In fact, Paul Thomas Anderson has been like trying to get his own back ever since, even though it was his film that caused it.
Right, good question two.
How many balloons are used to maintain the flight of the house in Up?
Buzz.
Oh, and the closest answer wins the point, by the way. Go on.
99. With balloons.
99 sexually off balloon.
All right, he's currently closest. That's only because you two haven't answered.
I was in German. Does that include extra
balloons? I'm going to go... I think it's 115.
115 balloons that lifted the house in Up. Okay.
it's a
Pixar film.
Yes. I'm going to say... Oh, clip. No, I see what he's done there.
Very good.
I'm going to say 220.
I also got it wrong. It's 113,
I think.
I knew the lines you were going with. It.
So animated were 10,297.
I was going to say over 9,000.
Over 9,000?
You said
99 with balloons. Two different sort of pulp culture.
Apparently, it took 20,622 balloons to actually lift the house off. Once it was in the air, it was 10,297. You did win. An interesting fact as well, Pete Docter, the co-director of Up, said that
Can we stop at Pete Docter?
That's his name.
His name is Pete Docter.
That's Pete Docter. Co-director of Up said that the Pixar technicians estimated that it would take around 23.5 million balloons to be able to do it in real life.
Brilliant. That was worth the day, wasn't it? Working
it was,
out.
Yeah.
I like that they went ahead, did that, and then decided it probably wasn't worth
that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd be mad. Okay. What was the original title for Wes Craven's Scream?
Ooh.
Hello, Ryan.
I like to think that
it's not Ghostface. No, the answer is actually much more simple than you'd imagine, and it will make sense once I get the answer.
Stab.
Stab was the name of the film that they remade in Scream 2 about the events of the first one. But no, wrong answer.
Didn't know that.
Is it just like yell?
No.
Okay.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Spoopy.
No. The original title for Scream was Scary Movie. Hence why the piss take version was called Scary Movie.
Well, a thing has been learnt on this.
Yes, indeed.
I think I knew that.
Yeah, somewhere.
In the deep recesses of your minds.
They are very deep by now.
We have another question. Closest one wins.
Okay.
Dallas Buyers Club won an Oscar for hair and makeup. What was the film's budget for hair and makeup?
Meh. Zero.
Okay.
I think it's a classic Oakley White trick good, question.
It's a good one.
Buzz. $50.
Right, if I just go high enough, if it's the actual whatever budget should be, I'm going to say $5,000.
Sam wins the round.
Wow.
Not round. The question. The actual answer was... $250.
Okay. I was thinking along the right lines when I said zero then.
Yeah.
I knew it was low.
Mm. Yeah, but $5,000 is probably quite low compared to some things.
How low do you go? Yeah. And if you think about other Oscar winners for hair and makeup, like Suicide Squads.
Yeah, indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
Might have spent too much money on
that. Okay, ready for the next question. Who did James Cameron...
James Cameron.
It's a porn star now. Who did James Cameron originally want to play the Terminator in the film The Terminator?
Oh, I do know.
I've been told this at some point in my life.
Matt. Sorry, Warren. I'm just going to have a guess and say Sylvester Stallone.
Well, the police are coming to arrest you because that's the wrong answer.
That is absolutely correct. It is the wrong answer.
Well, excuse me. Clearly no one knows. I'm just popping
no one knows.
A guess.
Ooh,
Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno. My mum said that as well. Not, it's wrong. Okay. You want to venture a guess, Sam?
I was going to say one that's already been.
Okay. Oh. In which case, I'm going to tell you guys the answer.
Good.
The answer was O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
And let me tell you why he was not hired. James Cameron deemed him too nice to be a killer.
Wow.
And there's the... And there you go.
No. Legally.
Allegedly.
Did not kill anyone.
I didn't say he did. I just said James Cameron did not hire him as the Terminator because he was deemed too nice to be a killer.
Okay.
Because next question.
Named after food.
I guess.
Nice professional drink.
And a Simpson.
Yeah.
So
everyone loves the Simpsons.
Everyone loves the Simpsons. I don't
think when his mother gave birth to him, so that reminds me of an orange juice.
If Sean Connery and Harrison Ford were real life father and son, at what age would Sean Connery have been when his son, Harrison Ford, was born?
I want to say 13.
Does anyone want to venture another guess?
Buzz. 16.
David, would you like to... I see your confusion. I don't know why you're confused.
It's just a really weird way of asking, what's Sean Connery's birthday? But, yeah.
No, I'm wondering the specific
the age
difference
between
the two.
I think
it's going to be backwards.
It will be 2 months.
2 months.
It's going to be like -2.
Ryan has won the point.
Oh.
Okay.
The answer was 12 years.
Oh,
12 years difference.
I knew there wasn't a big difference.
Sean Connery was a 12-year-old when he, or maybe 11, when he impregnated...
Harrison Ford's mother.
Exactly.
What?
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Only in the Indiana Jones universe did this happen.
All right.
Oh, I've watched those films.
See, I didn't get that reference at all.
Oh, really? Oh, I see.
I had no idea.
I hope most of our listenership will hopefully get the reference. I do apologise. I thought that was clean cut.
It was.
Right. Which film was the first film in 16 years in which Leonardo DiCaprio did not receive the top billing?
Buzz.
Oh.
The Departed.
Incorrect, I'm afraid.
16 years.
Wow, 16 years. Oof. I'm going through a list of Leonardo DiCaprio films in my head. Just bear with me a moment.
Was the bear have top billing over Leo?
Ryan has the point. I'm joking.
Starring the bear.
The Great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby is also incorrect.
Yeah.
Do you want to venture an answer? I thought the bear was your answer.
No,
you look like you're about to give
wasn't.
Another answer.
Catch Me If You Can.
Incorrect.
Oh, I thought maybe
the answer was Django Unchained. Of course, Jamie Foxx receiving top billing there.
Okay,
this next question, let me just read it out before anyone buzzes in.
Okay.
I've got a bit of a long one.
Okay.
Why was the Roald Dahl book Charlie and the Chocolate Factory's title changed to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory for the 1971 film? Now, there are actually 4 potential answers because no one knows the legit fact. I will give the point to anyone who can give me one of these answers, and I will give 4 points, or any other point to any other answer that they can also give.
Ooh.
Buzz.
Ryan was
first. Is it because it was so inaccurate to the book they couldn't legally name it after the book?
Incorrect. Okay. None of those are correct, I'm afraid.
Because it is.
I want to jump in, but Sam already got a buzz over here.
Okay, I'll give him first.
Because Willy Wonka is hilarious to say. Like, it's a stupid name.
Did Roald Dahl...
I would almost be tempted to give Sam a point in a way.
Is it because it sounds better?
Like, well, one of the answers is one of the producers made a compelling argument for the name change, saying if people say, "I saw Willy Wonka," people would know what they were talking about. If they say, "I saw Charlie," it don't mean nothing.
Who says that, though? Who says I saw a film and only refers to the first word in the title of that film?
I agree, but that is actually one of the potential reasons for the name change.
But his reason was because it's funnier.
It is common practice to shorten film titles that are long, though.
Yeah, but that's longer, though. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is longer than Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No, but that's what he's saying. Oh, I went to see Willy Wonka the other day.
Oh, I see, yes.
Otherwise, you'd have to say, I saw Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah. I get that.
I saw Willy Wonka as an I saw the film Willy Wonka. I've often called it Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good marketing.
Sam, I'm going to give you a point.
Yes. Okay. Right, yes. What other reason?
Can I venture?
There are
three more reasons.
Can I venture one?
You certainly can.
I know that Roald Dahl absolutely hated the adaptation. It's one of the potentials that he stepped in and said, I don't want it.
I'm afraid not, no.
Well, he specifically hated Gene Wilder.
Does anyone want to mention?
Was Gene Wilder demanding his character? He wouldn't be that. He's a man.
No, he has many films starting with C, not enough starting with W. So to get the W's going, they went.
No.
Is it because Gene Wilder was the only major actor in it, so they put him front and centre of the promotion? Sense.
It is not, I'm afraid.
Makes logical sense.
I'm running out of reasons.
Yeah, what are these reasons?
I had heard one of these before, and I genuinely thought this was the reason, which is what I put into the quiz. But it turns out there was actually a couple of other reasons.
Competing ones.
So here are the answers. Apparently, one of the film's producers, stung over the NAACP's accusations over the Oompa Loompas, noted that slaves called their bosses Mr. Charlie during the war.
Because originally the Oompa Loompas are just African pygmies.
They were pygmies, yes.
They weren't orange-faced creatures.
Another theory is yet another racial implication. This is the one I thought. The word Charlie was the derivative term for the Viet Cong by American soldiers during the Vietnam War. And because of the fact that the film came out around the Vietnam War, they didn't want Charlie as their title.
Okay.
The other theory is less culturally sensitive and more corporate. Since Quaker Oats was using the film to market their Wonka bar, they wanted the title to best reflect the brand. And those are the potential four reasons why the name changed.
Because Wonka bar lasted ages. It's a staple of sweets nowadays.
I had a Wonka bar in my
head. Yeah, they re-released it when they did this remake. Yeah. They re-released it again.
Tasty-ass Wonka bars.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like a popping candy flavour.
Mm. Also, that had the recipe. If you collected, there was a Roald Dahl magazine subscription back in the day, and they had a recipe for it in there. Wow. And it was tasty. I made it.
That's awesome.
At your house, I think I did.
I think I remember.
I vaguely remember us doing that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I do remember it. Yeah, that was dope, man. Like, shit. Oh, so good. We've known each other a long time.
Oh, chocolate making.
Okay, this one. I wrote down and I googled for more information. I got it about right when I first came up with the question. What information bombshell did Jack Nicholson receive about a family member whilst doing an interview for his 1974 film Chinatown? Now, this is an interesting question because it is very much one of those things where, life transcends art.
Irony in a way.
So what happens? I can't remember what happens in Chinatown.
What happens
in Chinatown?
He gets his nose broken.
That happens.
And then it's only
Chinatown. I only remember the end line.
the villain gets away with it in the end.
He does. Because it's just Chinatown.
Yeah.
Is that your answer?
No, I'm
just... he found out his aunt gets her nose broke.
Yeah.
It's interesting you said aunt, though.
Okay. Oh,
it's interesting you said aunt.
I mean, I don't particularly want to delve into the incestuous nature of Chinatown.
Okay, all right. Well, bring up an answer. Delve away if you want. You might be finding that you've got an answer.
Did he find out that his mom was also his sister?
Absolutely correct. Yes.
I knew it.
Indeed. Right.
Well, fun.
Jack Nicholson, during an interview, discovered that the woman he was raised to believe was his sister, in fact his mother, June Nicholson.
Wait, you're kidding me?
No. This is true enough.
I thought you meant actually biologically.
No, for real.
He was raised to think he was her sister. But I thought, never mind.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
That's more damning.
He also learnt that the people he was raised to believe were his parents were actually his grandparents.
Yeah, that's quite common.
His sister and his mother both died before he could actually ask them, but his auntie was the one to tell him.
Oh, that's why
he said. Because his auntie was actually his sister. So, mad. Weirdly, one of the craziest examples of life imitating art, because in Chinatown, Catherine Mulray is raised to believe that Evelyn Mulray is her sister, but is actually revealed to be her mother.
Yeah, it was quite common. Indeed, the time don't know if someone was born, because if people had children young, it was...
Illegal,
but frowned upon.
Final question. I hope that this one might be like slightly easier for our final question.
Okay.
But who knows? Let's find out. Which 1960 film was the first American film to feature a toilet flushing?
I know it. Oh, I know it.
Do you buzz?
It's Psycho.
Okay, I'll take it. Yes, it was Psycho. Something that was found muchos controversial at the time.
That's the reason it was like people didn't like it, not the whole murder thing.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. And with that said, we're getting into round two. 21. Hit the theme shoot. Okay, time for round two. 21. Beforehand, though, we will quickly go through the scores. Ryan is currently sat with 3 points. David, you have 1 point. Sam, you have two.
Ooh,
right. Has anyone heard of the game 21 Questions? Oh. Otherwise known as 20 Questions?
Yeah, I was going to say, I know.
21, I know 20 questions. Yeah. 21.
I know it's 22 questions.
Okay, right.
What do we do?
Right, 21. Okay. Right. I have a film in mind.
Oh.
Okay. There are 21 points up for grabs.
Wow.
Right?
Cool.
The first question can be a guess, and you'll receive 21 points. The points go down as it goes down. Yeah. Right. No one can buzz for an answer. They have to pose their question.
Answer as a question.
Their question... Is it blah blah blah?
Yeah.
You have to take it in turns to answer your next question. So remember what the person's asked before you, retain that information, try and figure out the answer, and then when it comes around to you, you can try and answer it. You are all working together in that sense, so there is only 21 questions that can be asked to me. Okay?
And that's why it has to be 21 questions, because then we get 7 each.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
David, you are currently sat on 1 point.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you go first.
Was it released after the year 2000?
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, I do want to add, David has rightly done it so far.
Yes
or
no
questions.
Yes or
no
questions.
Thank you very much, guys. And Sam next.
Can I just guess it?
If you want.
That will be your question.
It will be a severe waste of time.
That will be your question.
Not if he gets it right.
If he gets it right, he fucking killed it.
It's at Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
It is not Mission
Impossible. Oh, imagine if it was
there. Right. Ryan,
For
19 points. For
19 points. Is it a comedy?
No.
Film? Okay.
Is it a horror film?
No.
Is it an action film?
Yes. You could say so.
Is the leading role female human being?
is it other question, is it Zoe Saldana in anything she's ever in?
Well, no, it narrows it down a bit.
See, that's a hard one to yes or no.
So it's an ensemble sort of thing. Okay, cool.
Why can't I think of any questions? Okay. Was it nominated for any Oscars?
Not that I'm aware, no.
Okay.
Is it a war film?
No. I'm going to have to guess.
Is it a period? Is it set not the time it was made?
It is a period of piece
so
in that regard,
in the past?
Is it set in the past?
Okay.
Okay, does it star... Emily Blunt?
No.
I was going to say, that's actually not a good question.
That does not help you.
I was running out of questions. That's all right, go on. Sam's got a good question. I can tell he's been tinkering away in his mind.
You're going to have to do a lot of cutting out on this one, Ryan.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah. Okay. I've got like two on my mind.
Just pick one.
Is it a spy film?
That is not its definitive genre, no.
That is not its definitive genre.
The answer is no.
That's okay. A fair point.
Yeah.
It probably has like small elements of espionage in it then.
It's a period piece, it's not set at the time.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think.
Oh, it sounds close apparently.
If he said yes, I'd know what.
Oh, okay.
But.
Mm.
I'm well off my site.
Is it part of a series of films? Is it part of like a franchise or sequel? Is it, or is it just a one-off?
It is a one-off.
A one-off
film. Yes.
So no to the question.
No.
It? Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna try and stick with my yeses and noes.
Yeah, I was trying to.
Yeah. No.
No. That makes sense.
I think a one-off film. I've probably never heard of it.
Is that your question? Have I ever heard of it?
Well, how would you know to how to answer that?
Because I know for a fact you've heard of it.
Oh, interesting.
So that's not even a question. So go.
All right,
that's
kind of you to give me that. I appreciate it. You can obviously tell that we needed help.
Indeed.
Oh, Sam knows it.
No, yeah. I don't.
You know the film.
Okay.
Well, the one I thought.
Okay. Was it released in the last year?
No.
That's a shame.
So it's between 2000 and 2017. You could have divided it a bit better.
That's it.
Is there a male lead? Is that the question he wants me to ask?
No.
Well, then there's a female lead.
No.
No. There's not a female lead.
But there's
what Ryan said earlier. Think about what Ryan said earlier.
It is an
ensemble piece.
What kind of films tend to have ensembles?
Heist movies.
What else? I'll plant that seed.
What films have ensembles? Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels was a really good period piece.
It was set in the 70s, clearly.
Also, it had a male lead. Borsley.
Excellent point.
If only I knew when films were made. I've got one.
I need to correct my Charlie's Angels at Full Throttle.
Full Throttle. Absolutely correct. You won the fucking round.
Right. So, what other films have ensemble?
Is it a
gangster movie?
No.
Okay. I don't even think of ensemble cast films I can think of.
Is it an adaptation of something?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yes.
Oh, oh shit!
Oh, there we go. Breakthrough.
Shit.
Breakthrough.
Oh, that doesn't help.
No, it doesn't. It
just
makes me
down
look more
to there's
stupid.
A book of it.
Or not necessarily a book, could be a TV show that it's
or
based
comic
on.
Book series. Or
if you want to ask me one of those things, you have to pose it as a question.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah, I think he's asked a really obvious question. There's only two more guesses before it gets back to me. Do you know what I mean? We're not working together anymore.
It's getting into those final moments.
It's the late bit. We're in the end game. I'll
not say those words.
I had a question lined up, and then you asked that one, and if I ask my question,
try and localise it. Try and localise the question.
Yeah.
No.
He had a broad question. Now localise it.
Drop kicks mine out.
Right. Okay. Baby out the bathwater.
Because I know the question was related to somebody that I know doesn't really do adaptations. They write their own stuff.
Okay.
So just put some more of Sam's great music in while we wait.
Are we generally waiting to come up with a question?
Was it published by the Disney company?
No.
That's actually quite a good question.
Is it based
on
a graphic novel?
Yes.
Is it Watchmen?
Yes.
Oh, I had that. That, when I was,
that's why I didn't ask that question, because I thought it was going to be that or Sucker Punch.
Now, that only popped to my mind. I was like,
earlier on, we were talking about it, and I was like, this is weird, because now it's going to be in everyone's heads for when I do this round, and it's been Watchmen since I ever wrote the quiz. I was not changing my question.
I was just thinking of, like, all female, hence why I thought of Sucker Punch.
Oh, I see.
I was just thinking of all female.
You would have been close.
I went very close.
You would have been very close. So, David wins 3 points for the round, putting him in, putting him in the lead. Yes. He is now... He is now on 4 points. Ryan is on 3 points. Sam is on 2.
Wow, it's really changed the game.
Now, for the next round. So I'm going to have to read it. I'm going to have to read it because it's a long one.
Oh, God.
Is it 21 again?
Here we go. Are you ready for this round name? I can't remember it. I have to read it. Rap Parties Podcast, Rap Party Quiz Round on Rap Parties. Hit the theme music. Okay, Rap Parties Podcast, Rap Parties Quiz Round on Rap Parties. Here we go. Standard 1 point per answer again. I'm going to tell you some interesting rap parties, and you are going to tell me whatever I ask you to tell
questions
me.
Questions about okay. Just what film is that?
Which 2018 blockbuster had a premature rap party before the completion of the production? Now, there are more clues in that than you imagine.
Oh, is it Solo?
Absolutely right. Ryan gets 1 point.
Because
they finished it and then went, hang about.
Hang about that.
Changing things.
When in doubt, just shout Star Wars.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you meant Free Solo, the documentary.
No.
No, because that's
better film. Have you seen it, Dave?
No.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
It looks amazing.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
Right.
Exactly. What revelation did Natalie Wood have when seeing Edmund Gren at the rap party of A Miracle on 34th Street, the 1947 version?
Ooh! He's not Santa Claus.
That is absolutely right. Ryan's got another point. Up until that point, she believed him to actually be Santa Claus until she met him on set when she found out he actually wasn't.
Some Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes.
Yeah,
with the kid.
Yeah, with the original one.
We'll have to send
that's the remake.
Is that the remake?
Yeah, the original is 1947.
Yeah. Matilda wasn't made in the
1940s. Right. I wish it had.
Surprising.
It's the same actress, the kid.
Yeah, in the remake. Yeah, it's the same girl.
It's also her in some other film.
Yes.
have you seen her?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Have you seen her growing up now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
she's like
that
normal face.
It's like that face, but on like a bigger face. Yeah, it's weird.
That's how people grow.
What?
That's what happens, Sam.
What surprise did Christian Bale give the crew at the rap party of American Psycho?
Buzz. He put on weight?
Does it Christian Bale? He either put on or took off weight. Yeah. Either way.
No.
It's something gruesome. It's something to do with the film.
It wasn't the condoms and blood. That was Suicide Squad.
That wasn't the rap party.
That was just during filming.
That's just weird.
But it's something like that.
Wait, could you...
Is
it personalised, like, cards... like in the film?
I'm afraid not, no.
Oh, that'd be quite nice though, wouldn't it?
We were in a closer ballpark with Sam, I'm afraid.
Ooh, a 7 foot.
No, I'm afraid not.
Could you read the question again? I've sort of half forgotten it.
What surprise did Christian Bale give the crew at the rap party of American Psycho?
Did he burst out of a cake?
He did not. No. It's actually a lot simpler than this.
Does he
be something...
An axe? Oh no! Does he have an accent?
No. Like in the film,
these two are assuming it's like
physical.
A gift.
He actually murdered someone.
Well, I mean, like to come in with an axe is not really a gift. It's more of a...
He turned up.
No, I'm afraid not.
What?
He didn't shout at the lighting guy. Is that the surprise?
The answer was his accent.
He maintained it.
They thought when he came to the rap party that his British accent, his real accent, was actually him rehearsing for a new film because they had only heard him ever do his American accent.
Americans.
So we maintained it for.
And another interesting tidbit was that he actually based his character of Patrick Bateman on Tom Cruise, stating he watched him on a chat show, and he stated that he just had this very intense friendliness with nothing behind the eyes.
Wow.
Weird, right? And talking of Tom Cruise, which film's rap party saw Tom Cruise spend £100,000 on the party out of his own pocket, only to find that he himself could not attend due to this particular film's reshoots overrunning the same night as the party?
Buzz. Oblivion.
Incorrect. No. Bah. There is a clue in the question.
Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh!
See? Good, but no.
Because they had to reach... But
Edge of Tomorrow?
Edge of Tomorrow is correct. Filmed in Britain, hence the pounds. Yes.
I just went because I had to redo it. I mean, that's why I thought Edge of Tomorrow. Because he just redoed it over and over again. Just
you say that as if the rest of us have missed something, but Fallout was also filmed
London. Yeah. That's why I thought, you've got
and
something.
I picked up a completely different clue from the question.
No, you were close just because that was filmed in England. You were very correct. For all I know, Oblivion was filmed in England as well.
I don't know.
Right, that film's peculiar.
I quite like it.
I loved it, but it was odd.
I love Oblivion.
Didn't see any London landmarks in it, though.
No. Zero. Not the one.
Not the one, the Big Ben or nothing.
No Big Ben.
No Gherkin.
No London.
No generic European accent.
No Gherkin. Nothing.
What's the next question?
The next question... I will have you know, is the director of Wolverine Origins, Gavin Hood, gifted Hugh Jackman with some celluloid from the film. But why?
As a sorry. Sorry, Matt. I wasted all our time. I've wasted the viewers' time.
The celluloid.
He gave him a bit.
He gave him clippings of the celluloid that was ended up on the cutting room floor for a very particular reason.
Okay. Was it Hugh Jackman's just his dick out?
You are absolutely right. Hugh Jackman went fully nude for one of the Wolverine escape scenes. Although the film was carefully edited not to reveal the more meaty moments, Wolverine's seventh claw are forever archived in Hugh's possession.
That would make the film better.
It would
that
have. Would. Just that flop would. And just yeah. boom, as he runs around.
He's getting away.
Oh, dick jokes.
Who stated... I want to thank everyone who worked on this film, except for Bruce Willis, who is a fucking dick. And for what film?
Oh, shit. It's a woman. Is it a woman? Pretty sure it's a woman.
Any film ever with him. Glass. No, not Glass. Unbreakable.
Incorrect.
The Meg.
He's absolutely incorrect.
He's not in it.
That's
James Statham. Oh, that's so close.
Any bold man.
It's a grumpy, bald, white man.
They're the same people. Have you ever seen them together?
Shit,
not me
son.
Personally.
Exactly.
Welcome to Conspiracy Hour here at Rap Party.
Rap Party Conspiracy
that's
Hour.
That's another podcast.
I can't even think of films that Bruce Willis is in.
No.
I'm really struggling.
Well, not the Meg.
The Die Hard films.
If people know about a certain Hollywood beef between this particular filmmaker and Bruce Willis.
Filmmaker, nice.
Well, yeah. That who said it and for what film?
I have heard of this.
Yeah.
No idea. What?
Okay. I'm going to have to speed this up
a
little bit.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like...
Hearing about this.
No point. I'm afraid for hearing about it.
That's something different. I was thinking of Matthew Perry whole nine yards, but they had a bet and then
bet
he lost it
friends,
and had to
right.
be on Friends, so it's not the thing I'm thinking
so that can
of.
Never be a question now, David.
I'm joking.
It's kind of scrolling
when you
through
say this,
to delete questions later on.
When you say it, I'm going to be like...
Okay, the answer was... The filmmaker was Kevin Smith. The film was Cop Out.
Yeah.
In which Kevin Smith had the worst time making that film due to Bruce Willis's complete nastiness. Okay. There's some very, very interesting videos on YouTube you can watch about the whole situation.
Yeah.
Okay, this one harks back to something we talked about earlier. Ooh. After sending his castmates gifts like condoms and rats, what did Jared Leto give his co-stars at the rat party of Suicide Squad?
But it's not really nice.
A nice big no longer hug.
When he buzzes people. Buzz. He buzzes.
Oh!
A hug.
A kiss.
No.
No.
Buzz. An apology.
No.
That was a good answer.
It was a good answer. Was,
wasn't it?
It would have been awesome if that was the answer.
He's never
I can't
apologized.
Think of something clever to say. Cause,
I think it, because he's quite a nice man, ordinarily.
Yeah.
He's just a bit...
A creepy laugh.
He gave them a creepy laugh.
No.
Yeah, I'm getting close to it. The lady's going... Nah.
Flowers.
No.
Oh.
Just put us out of...
Buzz.
Not
yeah. The answer... Oh, go on. One more.
A wedding ring.
He's proposed to all of them.
The answer was a own branded hand sanitizer that was branded, maybe you touched your genitals or maybe someone else's. And that was that hand sanitizer.
Is this made by Kevin
Spacey?
See,
I never would have guessed that.
Cara Delevingne, who received her hand sanitizer.
Jesus! That went under the radar.
Immediately dived on Instagram to post a photo.
Of course you did, because
hence why everyone knows about it.
She posts the most obnoxious bullshit.
You don't know how long it took me to scroll through Instagram to get to Suicide Squad.
Dreadful.
Like, it was only last year, wasn't it?
Oh,
or 2 years
no,
ago?
It's 2 years.
I've scrolled forever.
Awful.
Well, I'd post what? A lot. To get rid of that as well.
Yeah, but she posts just quotes the bullshit. Like, I, every day.
Why do we all
better?
Know about Cara Delevingne's Instagram?
Because she's fucking shit at it.
Why are we looking at it, though?
It's awful.
She'll be our first
the compulsion to do that.
I spent a long time trying to find this particular question because I've known this as a fact for years. But then I needed evidence and I couldn't fucking find it. Yeah. So I had to actually... look at the particular budget. So, what British independent film had the same budget as the premiere party for Michael Bay's Pearl Harbor? What British independent film had the same budget as the premiere party for Michael Bay's Pearl Harbor?
Ooh. Full Monty?
No, but you're in the right ballpark. And you're in the right...
Ooh, Billy Elliot.
Billy Elliot is the right answer.
The two Northern films.
£3 million was spent on the Pearl Harbor premiere party.
Nice.
Which was the entire budget for Billy Elliot.
I knew it was going to be like a small but successful
hashtag
film.
Mwad.
Mwad.
Final question.
Okay.
What was particularly interesting about the rap party for Titanic?
Ooh, it was on a boat.
Incorrect. I mean, it might have been.
The boat didn't sink.
I'm sure that's correct, but it's not the answer I've got.
I don't have time to do all my jokes.
This is so out there.
Ooh, it was in James Cameron's arsehole.
Buzz. It was on an iceberg.
No, you're all completely...
They were all served only iceberg lettuce.
It was something about what something that was served. But
it was a giant ice boat.
Is that where they all got food poisoning?
Expand.
And then they all like ate food, didn't they? And then got food poisoning. And he had a really bad dream. And then he wrote a thing or something.
Did he have a fever dream of Avatar and then make it?
Like, just I feel like mind. He just watched a different film and went, "Oh, I could make that in 3D."
Yeah, I could in blue. I just watched Pocahontas and went, "This could be blue."
I'm gonna give Sam the answer.
Okay.
No, what happened?
Quick, we better leave.
I think he means the point.
The point, yeah. I'm gonna give Sam his answer.
Oh, okay.
Right. During the rap party for the movie, someone spiked the clam chowder with the hallucinogenic drug PCP.
Wow.
This resulted in 50 people being hospitalised. James Cameron cleverly made himself vomit when he realised what was happening. The person who spiked the food was never caught.
I bet you it was Kate. I'm calling Kate Winslet doing that sort of shenanigan.
It's good old Jim.
I'm calling shenanigans on Kate Winslet.
And on this bombshell, our penultimate round, Ryan has actually now got 10 points. Ooh. David has 4 points. Sam has 3 points.
Catch
now, we have one more round. And this round is the apology round. I do apologise that this quiz was so difficult. Okay? So what I've done is I've compiled a series of very easy film quotes. Okay, hit the film music. Okay, for the film quote round, there is a maximum of 3 points per question.
Oh, because I want
I want the film name. I want the actor who said its name, and I want the release date.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
you
I
can
thought
get.
I thought you were going to say the timestamp for a moment.
56. It's just become completely the other way. It's like so difficult. It's literally impossible. Obviously, you get 1 point
so
for everyone you get right.
Actor or character?
Actor.
Actor. Okay.
Actor name, the film title, and the release date. Okay. And as I said before, most of which very, very easy, I think. I hope.
Says you.
All right. Buzzers at the ready, everyone? Here we go. Actually, I have come up with one more thing. Okay. An extra point to anyone who then recites the quote in the, like, they act it out in the impersonation of the person who actually acted it. Okay. Right. just for shits and giggles. Just for coming to the end.
For the giggles.
Because you want to give us more points.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. You're talking to me?
Oh!
Every time I forget about your
taxi answer. Driver.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
And you want the year or the date?
The year.
Oh. 74?
They didn't have films around back in 74.
1974.
I mean, that's a bit.
Does
that's
anyone want to dive in to try and get the right release date?
So the year's not right.
I take it that's wrong then.
The year was wrong. Everything else was correct.
I would have said 1974.
That was just a blind.
Maybe it was close. Incorrect also.
76?
David gets the point.
That was my second guess. Are you talking to me?
Oh! I guess
I forgot about that.
Straight
about that.
You're talking to me.
Yes.
I don't see anyone else around here. So you must
be talking to me. See, David is hustling for the points, baby.
He just sounded like the guy from the Dolmio advert.
When's your Dolmio?
See, the same thing.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Oh, bah!
What are you talking to me?
Wait a second, what film is that from? Casablanca, isn't it?
That is absolutely correct. 1 point. Actor?
That's it.
Date.
That's it.
What was it?
It's Casablanca, so.
Play it's... it, Sam, play as time goes by.
Ding, 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 ding. Humphrey Bogart.
Humphrey Bogart is the right answer, nice. Yes.
And when was it released?
1964.
Incorrect.
Yesteryear.
Yes, but incorrect.
May it give me the point?
59?
No,
it was
all,
way
before. You're all way out, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm 41.
Oh, you were so close. 42.
I can't do an impression of Humphrey Bogart. Could anyone
say no, I do haven't it. Seen it, I just know the quote.
I've seen it, but he just sounds like a generic.
Don't they play
it, Sam?
Yeah, play it again.
Play it again. No, play it, Sam. Yeah, so that's a common misconception.
Play it again, Sam, is a different film.
Yeah, play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Do you get a point?
Yes, I've written it down.
What is point? Play It Again, Sam?
Play It Again, Sam is a film with Woody Allen.
Right.
Okay.
With the sort of, because it's a film about trying to be romantic, like Humphrey Bogart in.
Right.
So I was going to say, Roger Moore says that in one of the Bond films.
I think it sort of just became a catchphrase, but there's a film called Play It Again, Sam with Woody Allen.
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
Ooh. Fuck. Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson is the right
one. I don't know, weird order. In A Few Good Men.
That's the right answer.
And, either late 80s, early 19s.
I think he's looking for a specific year.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Calm down. 88.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. Anyone want to dive in? I guess he was correct with the phrasing he gave before.
1990.
Incorrect, I'm afraid.
Never mind.
They're looking at me as if I was listening. 92.
92 is correct.
Oh, nice!
Sam gets the point.
Can I do a Jack Nicholson impression?
Yeah, you go for it, man.
I need it from the film. I don't want a Jack Nicholson impression.
Because that's
a
very different thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
He just shouts it.
So who's going to shout it then?
Go on, David.
I thought before, the person who buzzed in first would...
Anyone who does it will get a point.
I can't remember the quote.
But remember not to peek. Yeah. Go.
I think I'm more familiar with the Simpsons one.
We'll just do that one.
doing that.
Alright, no one's gonna get a point. Yeah. No one's getting the point.
Free point. I haven't seen it.
You can't handle the truth!
That was good.
That's sorry, guys.
That was right. Picked to shit.
So, you truth handler, you. No, that's The Simpsons.
It is, I know, that's what I love.
Sideshow Bob.
I see dead people. That was not your.
Ooh!
Okay. Since he did my buzzer, can I say the answer?
I would almost be inclined to say yes, but let's see what Ryan has to say.
The Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense is correct.
What the fuck's his name? Haley. Joel Osment. Is that it?
Yep, Haley Joel Osment.
And.
The Arts.
What?
From Glass. It's like creeping up. Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Osmond has grown up and his face hasn't got any bigger, but his head has.
Yeah, and it's like,
it's incredible.
It's mad.
He's in a film company.
He's in the Ted Bundy film.
He's in the Ted Bundy film, yeah.
Yep.
And year. Ooh.
One of the best years for film ever.
94.
Incorrect, I'm afraid.
It's a very good year, though, that.
That's great.
Yeah,
it's
a great
year. Also a great year.
Shawshank year.
Exactly. That's why I went for it.
89?
Oh, no way out, I'm afraid.
All right.
I'm afraid, right. It was 1999.
Nah,
really? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I thought it was way before that, but that was a good year for film.
It was a great year for film.
I sort of assumed it was earlier than that, otherwise that would have been my guess.
A boy's best friend is his mother.
Ooh! Psycho.
Psycho is the correct answer.
Christ on the others. Oh, no, 62.
Incorrect.
It's 1960.
1960 is the correct answer.
We heard that earlier.
Oh, we didn't we?
That's right. I threw a couple of little clips in there for us. Sprinkled them in.
I don't know who said it.
Freaking salt bathed them in, didn't I?
Clue, says it.
Anyone?
Bowie.
The lead actor of the hit movie Psycho.
Can't remember his name.
Alfred Hitchcock Psycho.
For life, remember his name.
It's going to annoy me because I'm pretty sure I know his name.
See his little face.
Would you like to be put out of your misery?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Anthony Perkins.
That isn't what I was thinking.
Oh, okay. Well,
I have a horrible feeling that I was thinking Norman Bates. A boy's best friend is his mother. I haven't seen it, so I'm just guessing when I know.
I don't think I've seen any of these films.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess it comes down to a simple choice, really. Get Busy Living. Or Get Busy.
Ooh! Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption is the correct answer.
And they hang on.
Oh shit.
No, don't I just get one's answer? What?
Yeah, until
well, two people say it, but the first person who says it is
the one I was thinking of, so yes.
So it would be Red.
No.
Oh, it's the other one.
I'm afraid not.
Oh, he's looking for the actor, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, Morgan Freeman.
No.
Okay, it's the other one.
Don't know who the other actor is. That's
brilliant. Someone's up for grabs for the release date.
Yeah, 1994.
That's what I mentioned earlier.
Good.
Said it earlier.
I know. I threw it in there, sprinkled it in. I did. To see if someone was paying attention.
This is where the majority of my points are coming from.
Fucking name?
Good memory.
Robbins. Tim Robbins?
Tim Robbins is Tim the correct name.
And do you have an impression of Tim Robbins?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have
I can play the music. I
don't want to do a Morgan Freeman. I could do a Morgan Freeman one easier than I could. I have some impression of Tim Robbins.
Just softly speak the line.
No.
I guess it comes down to a simple choice, really. Get busy living. Get busy dying.
Perfect.
Yeah.
He's got more points than me.
Ernest Hemingway once wrote, "The world is a fine place and worth fighting for. I believe the second part."
You need to stop looking at me.
I generally can't remember.
No, no. Nothing. One. Taps out. Tap out.
I mean, could you give us the first one and then we can potentially get the rest?
I'll give you
one of them. We can maybe work
out. What one would you like?
Which one would we like, guys? I think we should.
Let's take release. Well, I mean, the other
release is very vague.
Well, yeah, that's fine. You have whatever one you want. You're not going to get the point for it, so
I don't know. Oh, whoa. And
we're sacrificing
a
point to potentially get other points.
94.
So he's going to give us one of them, and then we could...
I still think giving us the character, the act... Oh, no, actor.
No, actor's quite vague as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was thinking he'd give us a character.
Let's go for the actor.
Yeah.
The actor is Morgan Freeman.
But he's still mighty.
Incorrect, I'm afraid.
Can I have the quote again?
Ernest Hemingway once wrote, "The world is a fine place and worth fighting for. I believe the second part."
It sounds so cynical. I don't think it's Morgan at all.
It's a very cynical moment for his character.
Yeah.
Very cynical moment for his character. Seven. The most cynical he's ever been. Seven is correct. Mm. Yes, indeed. Release date.
Oh, mate. Seven.
Oh. Incorrect.
I'm 95. Afraid.
Correct.
Nice. Oh, I went
you're very close.
No, I knew that one.
Right. Okay. No, I am your father.
It's Buzz.
Right, go.
Imagine if I don't get that. Right. Now.
Go on. I want the specific film, please.
Oh, Star Wars.
No.
Star Wars on. What?
What? No. What, do you want its original release title?
I want the release title. Yeah. What was the film?
Really?
Episode 6.
What's the film?
Fuck. No. Episode 5.
Yeah. I'm now running the quiz. I'm the one doing it.
It's gone.
Oh my god, Sam, it was your Star Wars question. I'm right for you, man. I'm right for you.
Are the rest of us jumping in now?
I just want to see if we can get it. I'm sorry. I'm real sorry. I just want to see.
It's fine.
Yeah, can we just. This is for his sake.
Jedi Strikes.
You got the second word, right? You got the second word,
right? Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back.
Oh my word.
Who says it?
I'll give you 1 point for that.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Who's in the suit? Can we get extra points for who's in the suit?
No, I just wanted the person who said the line.
Well, he said it originally and then thought he was going to get in the film.
Well,
no, he didn't see that line.
No, he did. He said all the lines.
Yeah, because they didn't record that line until later on.
That's true.
And then when they were going about, he went, oh, I don't want to tell them the line I say. So then he told them that line because he hadn't been told that was the actual line.
But he did record all the lines thinking he was going to be
but not on the
voice.
Yeah.
And then they got James Earl Jones.
The year...
I mean, I know this was
go on, Sam.
Was it the 70s?
Say it again.
It was the 70s.
Say it again, Sam.
74.
Incorrect.
Wait,
no.
Who's jumping in?
Go on, David.
79.
Wrong.
78.
1980.
Was it?
Yes.
I was thinking of New Hope. Fuck.
New Hope was 77.
Yeah, New Hope 77.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a 3 year.
I was totally thinking of the wrong film.
Are you watching closely?
Oh, I was going to do the impression then.
You can do your impression. Oh, sorry, I just want to hear his impression.
There was impressions.
Oh, yeah, you've got the answer.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do.
Oh, you've said the line wrong.
I have, haven't I? It's just...
That's 5 points.
No, I am your father.
I am your father.
Right, you get the point.
I need a shot glass to do that better.
That's pretty good.
Are you watching closely?
The Prestige.
The Prestige is the right answer.
Yeah, 2006.
Absolutely correct. Ooh.
Which one is it?
Only one person says it.
Is it Michael Caine?
Incorrect.
Is it not Michael Caine?
Is it Barry?
It's not Barry.
I know Tesla Scott.
I know he does most of
the
voiceover in it.
It's Christian Bale.
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Christian Bale is the correct answer. Well done.
I'll make do with two.
Right. This is the final round, and let me just try finish the quote before you guys throw in an answer.
Okay.
Voila, in view a humble vaudevillian veteran cast vicariously as both victim and villain by the vicissitudes of fate, this visage, no mere veneer of vanity, is a vestige of the vox populi, now vacant, vanished. However, this valorous vestation of a bygone vexation stands vivified and has vowed to vanquish these venal and virulent vermin vanguarding vice and vouchsafing violently volitious and voracious violation of volition. The only verdict is vengeance, a vendetta held as a votive not in vain, for the value of the veracity of such shall one day vindicate the vigilant and the virtuous. Verily, this vichoir of verbiage veers most verbose, so let me simply add that it is my very good honour to meet you, and you may call me V.
Voom!
Buzz! Buzz! V for Vendetta.
V for Vendetta is the right answer.
I know the rest. Well, not the year.
Have you got any more?
98.
Wow, why are they? Hugo
Weaving is correct.
And then,
since you're
young, I can't think.
2005
is correct.
Sincerely,
and you did the impression pretty much. You were...
If someone wants to do it now,
I'm all right.
I'm not going to show you the actual script. Go.
Yeah. No.
I think,
do it.
Can we just take a moment to give Callum a round of applause?
That was very good. That was very good.
Thank you.
I bet he's been practicing.
He has his entire life.
I have loved that film since the day of its release. Right. Not that I saw it on the day of its release. I was underage. Yeah. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Right.
Diddle, diddle.
ScarJo. Right. So that is the end of the quiz in its entirety. Did you guys have fun?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Who won?
Did you learn anything new today? Because I feel that is the important thing.
The pressure is hard.
I do apologize. Yeah. Next time I do a quiz.
It wasn't the prequels. At no point did I get to say hello there.
I wish that...
Have you ever heard the tragedy of Darth Sidious? Was it Darth Plagueis the Wise? I thought not. It's not a Jedi story.
Sam?
He was so wise and so powerful. He could bring back people from the dead. And
How can you know the entirety of the prequels, but not know that it's called The Empire Strikes Back? 1999, 01, 03.
I want to just stop something right now. I'm just going to quickly give Sam 2 extra points for that speak.
I can go on. What do you want? Right. Misa.
Sam.
Misa, Dad. Peace.
I'm taking 5 away. No, I'm joking.
Just because a life form can talk does not mean it's intelligent.
Right. Sam.
On to my points.
Sam, you had 8 points, which I put up to 10.
That's my personal best.
Your career best.
David, you have 13 points.
Ooh.
Ryan Beeman, 23 points.
Yay.
That makes Ryan the winner of this week's quiz, and it makes him 2-1-0. To
nil.
Him,
2-1-0-0.
1 to me, 0 to David and Sam.
But we're winning at losing.
Yes.
Wow, you're tied.
You're tied.
Yeah, don't bring me in with that.
I've lost twice now. He's only lost once.
No, you
haven't. I've lost twice.
No, he's lost twice because
I lost.
I haven't done
quiz.
One yet.
Yeah.
Again, just because a life form can talk.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Whatever We've Been Doing here at Rap Party HQ. We'd like to thank Sam Sargent for supplying the score. To hear the full tracks and more music of the same ilk, feel free to head to soundcloud.com/Sam Sargent and tell him Rap Party sent you, preferably not at gunpoint. While on the internet, it'd help us out if you liked us on Facebook, followed us on Twitter, and kept an eye out for further episodes. Thanks once again for listening, and that's a wrap.